Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Radhe, Radhe. This is October 9th, the glorious Seva of Srimati Radharani. Vande Guru Para Dvandvam Bhakta Brinda Samanvitam Sri Chaitanya Prabham Vande Nityananda Sahoditam Shri Nanda Nandanam Vande Radhika Charanadvayam Gopi Jana Samayuktam Vrindavana Manoharam Amala Kamala Raji Sparshi Vata Prashite Nija Sarasi Nidage Sayamulasaniyam Parijana Gana Yukta Kridianti Pakarim Snapayati nejadasye radhika mam kadanu. So we were discussing yesterday, we mentioned one point about living in Vrindavan and how we have to be determined when we're living in Vrindavan, whether it's for a short time, a month or 2 months. There's many tests and many challenges that come, and sometimes it's very difficult. I was saying that, like Haridas Thakur, whether someone chops us in a million pieces, we won't give up our attachment to living in Vrindavan. So I came across some verses when I was looking at Vrindavan Mahimamrita about the identity and beauty of the Manjaris, which we'll discuss today. And as an introduction, I wanted to read that about the determination to live in Vrindavan and to tolerate all difficulties. And we were saying yesterday, bites. Interesting. This is in Vrindavan Mahimamrita in Satika 9. This is only a few verses, verse 92 through 95. I'll just read the English. Because there's different translations. I have two different English translations, and they're both slightly different, but this was more convenient. This is Sataka 9, text 92, and these three verses describe determination to live in Vrindavan. Kartik. Nice voice. A lot of competition. I'm also attracted. So this is along the point we were saying yesterday about tolerating it no matter what happens. And could you open that door? There's actually someone went up to go to the bathroom, and the chokidar locked him up there. it just dawned on me. Yeah, just, you can leave it open. Hello? You can just, yeah. I completely forgot, because he went out. I saw him close. Haridas, he locked the gate. And I remember, she came and I'm going, super soul, remind me, Haridas locked the gate. So this is about determination to live in Vrindavan no matter what happens. So I mentioned even dogs bite us and bridge buses and so many different entities may bite us, but we have to be determined. So even 500 years ago, Prabodhananda Saraswati is explaining the same point, how we have to be determined. And he says, this is Sataka 9, verse 92, because we mentioned this point yesterday, so we're going there. I may suffer millions of hellish conditions while residing in Vrindavan. Yet my prayer is that as the most fallen soul, I'm a fallen soul, but may I always keep the desire never to leave the service of Radha's lotus feet. which is, of course, serving Radharani's lotus feet can be performed anywhere, at any time, with the right mind, heart, and consciousness. But in Vrindavan Dham, Chintamani Bhumi, Prem Dham, Vrindavan, it's much easier for one's mind to run to Radharani, flow to Radharani, especially if you live at Varsana Dham or Radhakund. This is Radhakund and Varsana. Even if I have to tolerate thousands of chastisements and rebukes, even if someone pierces my body with his teeth, remember I said yesterday bites? Even if a dog bites you, or a businessman bites you, or anybody bites you, even if I have to tolerate someone pierces my body with his teeth, that someone would probably not be a human being. He's saying someone probably refers to animals that bite, like monkeys and dogs, etc. And even if I have to indulge in millions of sinful activities, I will never leave Vrindavan, the favorite forest of Sri Radha. Radha Priyavanam. So if you want, if someone says, we're living, you can say, you want to be like smart? Rasa smart. Where do you live? I live in Radha Priyavan. Radha Priyavan? Oh, you don't know. Radha Priyavan. Is it Chokidars there? The door should be closed, no? Call the Chokidar. I live, where do you live? I live in Radha Priyavan. So this is how Prabhupada Saraswati is saying. And now he has one more verse. These are all verses. This may happen, that may happen. Dogs, monkeys may bite me, people may criticize me. I may suffer millions of hellish conditions because of my prarabdha karma, disease, anxiety, torments. But I'll never give up the service of Radharani, and I'll never give up Vrajadam. Radha Priyavan. Radha Priyavan. Just the sound of it makes you forget about eating and sleeping. Where is your goal, your parangati? I am going to Radha Priyavan. Because Prabhupada Saraswati said, of all the forests of Vrindavan, the 12 forests, the major forests of Vrindavan, and the 132 Upavans, there's Dwarasavan, and the entire area is called Sridham Vrindavan, or Braj Mandal. But one of those 12 Mukhyavans of Braj Mandal is called Vrindavan. So Vrindavan includes what Leela Stalis are in Vrindavan? Varsana, Nandagaon, Govardhan, Radhakund, Vamshivat, Yamuna, and then Yamunapulin, Sevakunj, Nidivan. What more? There's also Kamvan and Talavan, Bahulavan, Madhavan, Vajravan, Bailavan, Lohavan, Matvan, Kadiravan, Kokilavan. There's many forests. But Prabhupada Saraswati said, I wonder, this is a state within the United States of Krishna consciousness, U.S. KC, or USSK, or whatever, United States of Krishna consciousness. Then he says, even if dog eaters spit on me, if those low-class people, if someone spits on me, I will consider it trivial and insignificant if, by the mercy of Vrindavan, I am able to reside in Vrindavan till death. Spit on me, criticize me, ridicule me, reject me, speak anything about me, but let me die in Vrindavan. Even you may be threatened, your life may be threatened, that if you don't leave Vrindavan, you may die within the next few days. You may be threatened. Some very antagonistic and, let's say, unfavorable people may approach you and say, you should leave. You give up this place and you run, go away somewhere, some other part of India, otherwise you will be dead in a few days. That may happen to you. It happened to me. And the person that was telling me that, I looked him in the eye and I said, and I started crying. I said, if it's Radha's wish that I die, let me die here in Radhakund. I'm ready. Person said, all right, I warned you. By Swamini's grace, I'm still another day. So I can get to that point. Rebukes, criticisms, you're this, you're that. You'll hear it all. Because if you live anywhere for 30 years, you'll hear everything. Right? If you live with your mother for 30 years, you'll get bitten, you'll get criticized, you'll get rebuked. She'll threaten to kill you, your mother, your own mother. If you don't get a job, I'll kill you. If you don't get married, I'll kill you. Right? So this is some nice verses, because we mentioned yesterday about determination to live in Vrindavan. So even our Mahajanacharya, our rustic Acharya, Prabodhananda Saraswati, and Vrindavan Mahimamrita, written 500 years ago, he's telling us the same point. Over the last few days, we've been describing the bhava, gopi bhava or manjari bhava of Radharani Sakis, and their different degrees and levels of affection, sneha. Radha, sneha adik, Krishna sneha adik, sama sneha adik. So we've been hearing about their moods, their sentiments, how they feel, how they look, how the mantris look towards the Sakis and Radharani, how they feel humble, although they're also serving. Radharani makes garlands for Krishna, Lalita makes garlands for Krishna, and so does Rupa Mantri, and so the mantris. Many, because there are 16 sevas of mantris listed in Ujjvala Nilamani by Rupa Goswami Pad. And it's for Sakis. And Radharani is also a Saki. She also makes tambul for Krishna. She also fans Krishna sometimes. She also massages Krishna's feet sometimes. She also bathes Krishna sometimes. She also brushes Krishna's hair sometimes. She also dresses Krishna sometimes. She also paints Krishna's face sometimes, like mandris and other sakis. So we are, but the mandris feel chenara pisani chenara. I can't serve like my Yudheshwari. I can't serve Radha or Krishna like Lalita, Vishakha, Tunga, Indralekha, Champak Chitra, Sudevi, Rangadevi. I can't serve. What to speak of Srimati Radhika? I could never, ever, ever think of having the bhava, that Mahabhava, Madanaikya Mahabhava, or that intensity of an expertise in service and the intensity of love behind that. Love-backed service. Devotional service. Right? We say bhakti means devotional service. So no one has more devotion, more bhakti, more love behind their service than Srimati Radharani.
Power? Yeah? Is the red light on? Turn on the app first. That's on. Hey, hello. Hello, that's on. Turn on this. That's on. Turn, see if it works. Excuse me. Tomorrow we're getting new batteries for our inverter. Yeah, is it on there? Oh, there's no light. I thought you'd get up because there was light.
So we were hearing about the bhav and the sentiments and moods of the mantris, and I remember from classes that we gave a year or two ago in Vrindavan Mahimamrita, there's many nice descriptions of the mantris by Asaki, this Prabodhananda Saraswati, who we consider to be Tungavidya, although he's considered to be Tungavidya Sakhi and also Vakreshwara Pandit. So Prabodhananda Saraswati he's also Tungavidya, I believe so. So we can read from there just to get some further remembrance of the moods and sentiments of the mantris. There are some advantages and disadvantages to outdoor classes. You're lucky if you don't know Hindi. If you know Hindi, you're lucky, because then you can have two classes, one in one ear, one in the other ear. You can relish the rasa of the Radha Bhajan in one ear and hear the Tattva Siddhanta of rasa in the other ear. This is about the general description of all the mandris, moods, and sentiments from Shataka number 8, verses 16 through 21. He says, he's saying, Dasi Juta Kotir Anusmara. Dasi Juta Kotir Anusmara. In this way, one should meditate on the millions of Radha's maidservants. And I'll read the English, save time, because it's not a class on it, verse by verse, which we've done before. The maidservants of Radharani, the handmaidens, manjaris, kinkaris, palyadasis, Vinit kinkari means Jai Jai Srinath. Oh. The maidservants, they're who trains the maidservants? Who trains the manjaris? The nityasakis or pransakis, who are called manjaris by class. Who nourishes them? Who trains them? Who maintains them? Guess who? They're Sakhi Yuteshwari. Just like you're a little Sakhi living in your family, you're a little girl. And you're 13 years old. So who's training you? Who's maintaining you? Who's nourishing you? Your mother. So in this case, the leader, the group leader, Yuta, the group leader, Yuteshwari of the Sakhis, they love their Sakhis. They love their Nitya Sakhis and Pran Sakhis. So they nourish them, they feed them, they save them up, prasadam. They say, hey, Manji, look what I have. Close your eyes. Close your eyes, stick out your hand. Keep your eyes closed, and then she'll go like this. Here's Yuteshwari, like Vishaka or Lita Sakhi or Chitra, Champak. Then she'll open her hand. And when she opens her hands, then you'll open your eyes, and when you see what she left, you start smiling. Oh. She left me the prasadi tambal of Radhika. And immediately say, Jai Ho! Like this. This is the prasadi. Devotees save prasadam and give it to other devotees. Have you ever done that? Naturally. Because we do it hoping that someone will save some for us sometime. Usually it works, sometimes it doesn't, but then you have to experience what is love. You can sit closer if you like. It's just this angle here, no man's land here. How close can I sit here? Yeah, all the way here. Yeah, where this brahmachari is, like right here. Because you just need this little vortex. Nice. A lot of times when people give class, they put some music in the background. We already have it free. Just a CD, but it's good music. At any rate, so now this is a beautiful thing to think that I'm only going to be 13, but my Sakhi Yuteshwari, she's my big sister. Sakhi means sister. So I'll be 13, 12, 12 and a half, 13. My big sister should be a big 14 years old. Well, that 1 year makes a lot of difference. And she thinks of me. She has a little Vatsalya Bhav for me. She looks after me. The mandris dress themselves in very gorgeous dresses. A variety of various gorgeous dresses. Maha-ascharya Vastra Alankara. That's how you translate. Maha-ascharya. Ascharya means amazing, wonderful. When you see it, wow, who designed it? How did you make it? Where did you get it? That's ascharya. Maha Ascharya Vastra Alankara Charchita. And the maidservants are of wonderful various colors and shapes. Nana Vida Mahascharya Varna Akara. The mandris are expert in wonderful arts and expert in the art of music. And they are engaged moment to moment in pleasing their beloved Radha and Krishna. Because they're very young and playful, they're only 13, The mantris engage in many sweet pastimes for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. What is it? What is the experience of seeing a mantri in movement? What is it like? If you're a mantri, what you will look like? We've heard something how you feel. This is something how you look like. How will you move? You'll have natural movements and sweet smiles and sometimes frowning eyes because you're angry with Krishna. And your movements are so amazing that they bewilder all the animate and inanimate living entities. And then there's that's this section. And then it goes on to meditate on a particular mantra, which could very well be Rupa mantra, which I want to clarify before I... Because there's several places in Vrindavan Mahimamrita, if one has studied the book from this particular angle, several places where he says, meditate on one particular mantra. So, what has happened? Something switched off? Light is there? Oh. Okay, this it's on that side. Yeah, off. So it still works? Oh. I better leave this one here just in case. It's got so many microphones. All right. So this three or four places in Vrindavan Mahimamrita in the 17 Satakas, it describes we're enjoined, we're directed, we're told, we're ordered. Hey Satakas, hey Raganugiya Satakas, you're doing Rag Bhajan, Raja Bhajan and the mode of the gopis. Just now meditate. This is a directive, like the guru might say, what are you doing? Okay, chant. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Or, sleep. Or whatever. Take prasad. And that comes after automatically. And so he says, meditate, sit down and meditate. So he's our guru, he's our acharya, Mahajan. He's our shiksha guru. So he's saying, just meditate on one particular sakhi who does like, looks like this and looks like that. So I read these passages several times, and sometimes I take it to mean myself or my guru sakhi. But I want to clarify this with one of my teachers, because I was reading the other day and trying to understand who does the author have in mind? Because sometimes he talks about general mantris. I read you some passages about the general condition of mantris, how they're nourished, maintained, what their dresses are, their movements, their sweet smiles, and how they bewilder everyone. And I'll read more also about the general mantras. But then, in the middle of that, or here and there, he breaks that flow of general description, says, meditate on one particular mantra. Well, I was recently reading one section, and I was thinking, Prabhadananda Saraswati, Tungavidya, who are you describing here? Are you describing that we should meditate? In this description here of 15, 20 verses, are you describing Rati Mandri, Raghunath Das, Tulsi Mandri, Raghunath Das? Or are you describing Sri Rupa Mandri? Who you're describing? And then I don't know who is the chief Mandri in Tungavidya's Sakigan. The chief Mandri in Vishaka Sakhi's Sakigan is Rati Mandri. And the chief mantri in Alita Sakigan is Rupa Mantri. The chief of all the mantris is Rupa Mantri. But each Sakhi, Ashta Sakhi, has her chief or Mukhya Mantri. So, or are you, this is my other question, are you describing your, mantri of Tungavidyas? So this question, I don't have the answer. But if I find, I'll let you know. But you can't, you saying? Is he? Can you tell what? Hear what he's saying and pass it on. Pass it on. Relay. What he's saying. Okay. So already, Vanshakopatruvya Chad. The answer is like this. So we'll read some other passages about the about this. Everything is Radharani's love. Everything that happens in Vrindavan is Radharani's love. If anything, anywhere outside of Vrindavan, if something happens to you, what do you say? It is Krishna's mercy. You ever heard this phrase? I think so. Krishna's mercy, I got a plate, full plate of Mahaprasad. Krishna's mercy, I broke my leg. It's good because I don't have to go out in Sankirtan. I can read all day. It hurts, my leg hurts, but I also like reading and hearing tapes all day for 3 months. But in Vrindavan, everything is the love of Radharani. Krishna's mercy, his mercy, it's outside of Vrindavan. Krishna's mercy outside of Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, Vrindavaneshwari, Srimati Radharani ki? Vrindavaneshwari Radharani ki? Jai! Yeah, that's like, if you love someone, you say, do you love that person? Yeah. What do you think of your wife? You really, really love her wife? Because I just got married and I really love my wife. And this guy's been married 10 years. Do you love your wife? Yeah. So we say, Vrindavaneshwari Radharani ki? Jai. And Radharani says, acha. That's how you say jai. Then I say bye. You say jai, I say bye. But you say Vrindavaneshwari Radharani ki? Jai! And Radharani says, hey Shyam, hey Suno, kon hai? Who is that? Kon bhakta hai? Ye bhakta kon hai? Bahut jor se, bahut prem se. Jai ho Radharani ki jai ho. Utsaha nischarat dharyat. Utsaha. So we'll read more about the mantras here. This is Sataka 9. One verse, 55 and 55. Dasi mandala indukoti varane shi radikaya pada. Dasi mandala indukoti varane shi radikaya pada. It's very nice. All glories to Radha's maidservants, or Kinkari, Manjaris, Nityasakis, who are the embodiments of the enchanting transcendental effulgence emanating from the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. So we are Brahman. Prabhupada Saraswati is saying it because the Mayavadis and the Nirvasheshvadis, they say, Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahmajyoti, I am Brahman, I am a particle of the Brahmajyoti. But Prabhupada Saraswati is saying is that we are the embodiment of a ray of light from the, we are Brahman, but we are Manjari Brahman. Listen to what he's saying. Of course, this is the English translation, which may be different because I have another translation which is different. The mantras, what are they? Someone says, what is a mantra? Oh, you don't know the mantras. The mantra is a effulgence. The mantra is a, you know what effulgence means? Jyoti. You've heard of Brahma Jyoti? This is Radha Jyoti. Aham Radha Jyoti. We say Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Radha Jyoti. Aham Radha Jyotismi. Whatever. This is very nice. Embodiments, we're effulgence. Okay, I am basically, take out all these adjectives, I'm effulgence from the lotus feet of Radharani. Apara siddhi ridhi digda satpanangali nake kada kurishya siyamam kripa kataksha bhajanam. Radharani from her lotus feet, apara siddhi ridhi satpanangali nake, just from her angali. From the tip of Radharani's toenail, thousands and thousands of riddhis, crores and crores of gold coins emanate, and lakhs of diamond mines, riddhi and siddhi and all mystic perfections emanate just from a ray of her toenail. So the mantras, they are emanating from the lotus feet of Radharani. And the faces of the mantras are shining like millions of moons. And the complexion of their bodies and their features are of various colors, rakta gore, reddish gold, and Sona gold, white gold, and all different shades of reddish, all different shades of gold. And they're expert in various arts, and they're all freshly useful. Ati Nutan Yovan. Ati Nutan Yovan. And they possess wonderful skills. So there's one, there's two more verses in Shataka 16. Dari Mero Radha Ramana Giridari Giridari Shama Vanavari. Okay, let's just move over there. This is more about the glorification of the mandris. Now he's telling us to meditate on the mandris. Nava Braja Kishorika Smarata Radhika Kinkari. Smarata Radhika Kinkari. Nava Braja Kishorika. Nava Braja Kishorika Smarata Radhika Kinkari. Just meditate on Srimati Radharani's kinkaris, i.e. Nanda Tanaja Kinkaram. Kinkaram. Kinkar is masculine for servant, das. And kinkari is feminine, female. Kinkar, kinkari. They're very intelligent and they act according to the gestures and instructions of their Swamini Radha. They're expert in the arts and skills of transcendental pastimes. And the beautiful bodies of the mandris bear the symptoms of ecstatic love, such as Roma, the hair standing on end. And the mandris are stunned in intense love for Srimati Radharani. So that was just a general description of mandris, and the particular topic we have today is about, we'll discuss the name, the forms, and more about the forms and qualities in the mandris today, maybe also. But first, we have the description of the names and identities of the mandris. The already said that two groups of the five groups of sakis, two are the mandris, Nitya sakis and Pran sakis, and they're the direct, exclusive maid servants of Radhika. Lord Chaitanya is praying in the mood of a gopi in his Shikshastakam. Lord Chaitanya is praying in the mood of a gopi. Which gopi? In the mood of Radhika. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in chapter 20 of the Antya Leela, it is called Gambhir Leela. It's the last 6 years of Lord Chaitanya's Prakat Leela on this planet. From the age of 38 years old, no, from 42 to 48, age of 42 to 48, the last 6 years of his Prakat manifest pastimes in Jagannath Puri, he was practically all the time absorbed in the Viraha Bhava of Radharani. Yugayatam Nameshena. So in that mood, in that bhava, in that intense Mohanaikya Mahabhava of Radharani, then he spoke the Shikshastakam, Antya Leela chapter 20, the very end, Antya Shiksha, Antya Leela, Antya Bhav, the very limit, Antya, the limit of his bhav and ecstasy. He came pouring out of his mouth, Ai Dina Diyardanate, Ai Nanda Tanashikin Karam, Patitam Maam Shame Babambado. He says, Oh Sham, oh Krishna, I'm drowning in this ocean of separation. There's no question of material existence. Ai Nanda Tanaja Kinkaram. Oh Nanda Nandan, I'm your Kinkar, I'm your Kinkri, I'm Radharani. But since he's in the male form, Bahir Krishna Antar Gaur, Antar Radha, but he's Gauranga, so he's speaking this verse, so he's speaking Kinkaram. But I'm drowning in the ocean. Ai Nanda Tanaja Kinkaram Patita Mam Vishame Bhavambado. I'm drowning in a poisonous ocean of separation from you. Many, many times the Rasacharyas in their poems and writings, they say that the ocean of separation is like drinking poison. Vishaya. Ai nanda tanush ginkaram patitam. I've fallen into this ocean of separation. Woe is me, how unfortunate I am. You're in Dwarka, I am in Vrindavan. You're in Mathura, I am in Varsana. Then, so he's saying, this is his prayer, please pick me up and keep me at your feet. Never kick me away, I'm your Ashokadasika. I'm your Ashokadasika, I'm your unpaid servant. This is told in Rasa Panchadhyaya. The gopis, when Radharani and all the sakis meet Krishna, they say, we're your dasi, Ashokadasika. We're your maid servants. We serve you humbly and menially and do anything and everything, but you don't even pay us. Then you reject us and leave us alone on the banks of the Yamuna in the middle of the night. What kind of master are you? What kind of lover are you? Are you this kind of lover or this kind of lover? Krishna says, no, I'm another lover, special lover. Wait a minute, we've already outlined all the possible lovers, the business lover, the detached lover, and the self-realized Atmaram lover. Who are you? No, I'm another category. And Krishna is always one step ahead of the gopis. So this is the mood. So we're talking about the names and identity of the mantras. So sometimes they're called kinkaris. Or the Bhaktivinoda Thakur and some others, they call the maidservants palyadasis. The word palya means protected, maintained, or nourished. So that's what we just heard, that the mantras are protected, they're maintained and they're nourished by their Yukteswari and by Radharani also. And speaking of which, actually, when I was mentioning about the verses from Vrindavan Mahamrita, there was one verse that said that, I don't know if I can find that paper, but he's praying that Vrindatavi Mata. He says, oh Vrindavan, I'll tolerate everything here. Oh, excuse me, it slipped here. There was one other verse, because we're talking about nourishment. And this is in Shataka 10. Verse 96, because we're just hearing that what is their identity, how they're nourished and how they're maintained, because they're called palyadasis. Dasi means maidservant, and pali means nourished or protected, like a mother nourishes and protects her children. So Prabhupada Saraswati, he says a very nice, he says that in several verses he refers to Vrindavan as, oh my dear mother, Sri Vrindavan, Srimad Vrindatavitam. But this particular verse is in 362, right here. Because in one bhajan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he considers that Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he is my mother, my father, Shradavan Janahe, Shradavan Janahe, Shradavan Janahe. Hey, Jana. Hey, my friends. Hey, everyone. Do you possess faith, Shradavan? Do you have that opulence of Vishwas and faith in Krishna? Shradavan Bhajate. Then he says, Shradavan Janahe. Then he says, Krishna Mata, Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran. Krishna is my mother, my father. He's my pran. He's the dan, the wealth of my life. Krishna, do you have this faith? I have this faith. If you don't have it, then take it from me. Live with me, hear from me, serve me, stay with me, and you'll get that faith. This is what Bhaktivinoda was saying in his bhajan. So Vrindavan Das Thakur, he's realizing he's living alone on the banks of Yamuna in a jungle. Tigers and bears and all kinds of animals. He's living in just some brambles, no boundary walls, no gates and chokidars and barbed wire fences and all these things. just living with some brambles and some naturally bent over ecstatic trees, and he's just living under there. And when it rains, all the leaves hold their hands so he doesn't get wet. Because he's a devotee and they're devotees. All the latas and branches, these are the little, all the low latas are bending like this. And there's about 3 feet just to get under it and sit straight and meditate. At Keshigat, at Kaliadaha, behind there, on the banks of the Yamuna, there's some brambles and they're bending over like this. And then when it rains, there's some spaces between the leaves, but then all the leaves hold hands and make a green umbrella so that the devotee doesn't get wet, because they're devotees. And all the vines and latas, they serve the devotees, the pure devotees of Braj. So he's realizing, I'm not alone. I have these latas and patas and brikshas. Now I have these pashu and paki and guleri. And most importantly, I have Brindatavi Mata. I have the mother of Vrindavan. So this verse, when I was speaking earlier about be determined to stay in Vrindavan, no matter insults, rebukes, chops, bites, he even says if I get bitten or chopped, or I get defamed or anything, or the mother will always forgive the child, the mother will always protect the child, and the mother will always nourish the child, no matter how far away the child goes, or no matter what direction a child may fall to. When he returns to the loving arms of his mother, he can be guaranteed of all protection, nourishment, encouragement, and love. So this is how Prabhupada Saraswati saw Braj. So that's in Shataka 10 and other places, verse 96. He's saying, I am full of faults. Dosh, maha dosh adhyam. Maha dosher adhyam nakalu guna leshasya vishayam. I have so much dosh, maha dosh. Kaler doshan adhe raja nasti eka maha gunan kirtanele vikrishnasya mukta sangha parambraje. Then the Navyogendras are telling 11th canto that this whole Kali Yuga is a Kaler Doshanahi, Nidhi Dosh. It's an ocean of faults, difficulties, backbiting, fault finding, criticizing. And I have so many of my own faults and weaknesses. But there's one good thing, Mahagun, there's Ekgun. Krishna Kirtan will liberate me, purify me, elevate me, protect me, nourish me, and fill me full of love of God. So he's saying, I'm full of faults. I'm devoid of all good qualities. Guna lesha. Nakala guna lesha. Lesha gun. You won't even find a lesha. Lesha means this much gun. Guna lesha. Alesha. You won't even find this much of a good quality in me. Alas, I don't even have the adhikar to approach a great saintly person. Because you have to have a lot of adhikar, sukriti. It's called sukriti. To meet a sadhu, to see a sadhu, to hear harikata from a sadhu. You may hear, oh, there's this Siddha Mahatma lives here or there. Oh, I'd like to meet him someday. The greatest saints in Vrindavan are not accessible. You can only find them by the power of your sukriti. Your sukriti will take you to their lotus feet. So they're very, very rare sadhus in Vrindavan. But so he's saying, I can't meet anyone. I commit so many unforgivable offenses. Still, O forest of Vrindavan, please don't reject me. For me, O Brajatavi, Brindatavi, you are my mother. You are like my mother, and I am like your son. So he's not alone in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is his mother. A very beautiful concept. I haven't seen written anywhere except in the writings of Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. This Brindatavi and this phrase which means mother. Mother. They glorify Vrindavan, the shelter, but mother is so... Mother is the most intimate relationship everyone has. That was just a little backtracking. Now we'll get to the... we're discussing the names and identities. We heard that they're called Kinkari. I'm your Kinkari, humble maidservant. Please accept me. female servants. In other words, these, the category of Nitya Sakhis, gopis, they're protected by Srimati Radharani. And the six Goswamis' writings, like Stavavali and Stavamala, generally these Sakhis, Nitya Sakhis and Pran Sakhis, are referred to as Manjaris. This is the most common name to refer to this category of Nitya and Pran Sakhis. So it's a little difficult to understand who is a Pran Sakhi, who is a Nitya Sakhi. As Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we are all aspiring for Gopi Bhav and following in the footsteps of Rupa and Rati, Rupa Raghunatha Padi, Hoivyakuti. Krishna's Kaviraj ends every chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is the philosophical foundation for Krishna consciousness. Rupa Raghunatha Padi, Hoivyakuti, he says, when will I be eager to follow the footsteps in my sadaka roop, my external form? When will I be eager to follow in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami? And in my mentally conceived, my antas chinta deha, my mentally conceived siddhadeha, when will I be eager to follow in the footsteps of Sri Rupa Manjripada and Sri Rati Manjripada? So with the hopes to become Manjaris, or humble maidservants of Srimati Radhika. The word Manjari itself is actually a botanical term. We have the flower, and then there's the flower bud. So Manjari means a bud, refers to the budding stage or development or the of a blossoming fragrant flower. And it's quite inappropriate because the Sakhis, they're considered flowering. They're like the flowers. And the Manjaris are like the flower buds. They're a little bit younger, a little bit not quite fully blossomed. That's how that's why the word Manjari is used. A fragrant flower. And the Manjaris or flower buds, they're often very tender. This is the nature of a flower bud. It's very tender, soft, shapely, attractive, and colorful. Sometimes flower buds, they're generally somewhat green, but the tip is a little bit red or purple. They have nice shape. So these same adjectives that describe the budding stage of a rose flower or some other flower, they describe also the physical forms of the Manjaris. They're also, that's why they're Manjaris. They're very tender, they're soft, they're shapely, they're attractive, and they're colorful. But the Manjari itself, when you compare the Manjari to the flower, the Manjari is never as attractive or as colorful or as fragrant as a fully blossomed flower. So the Manjaris, because that is the budding stage of a flower before it fully opens and blooms. Radharani's Manjaris are not more than 13 years old, whereas Radhika and her Sakhis are 14, 15 years old and more attractive and beautiful than the Manjaris in some particular way, which Krishna finds more appetizing. Srila Prabhupada, as we mentioned in the first class, he refers to Manjaris as Manjaris or near assistant Sakhis, or confidential servants. So they're confidential because there's many classes of servants. Radharani has so many female servants that live with her in Yavat and Barsana. And they take care of her clothes or they clean her room or so many things they do. But the confidential servants, they stay there and they don't come with her and they don't come into the kunja with her and render those intimate confidential services which the Nitya Sakhis and Pran Sakhis do. Krishna's Kaviraj and Raghunath Das Goswami and Narottam Das, they use the term Manjaris or handmaidens. And Narottam uses some terms that are very nice. So Manjaris are called, as a category of They're one of the five Sakis. There's two of the five Sakis are Manjris, Nitya Sakis and Pran Sakis, generally called Manjris, collectively. And then they're called Kinkaris or Palyadasis. But then sometimes we see Narottam Das Thakur, he refers to them as Narma Sakis, which means they're pleasing companions, and they're Narma also means funny. So the Manjris are, they keep Radharani smiling. They know how to make Radharani smile when she's not smiling, and they can, so they're called, he calls Narottam Das, he says they're Narma Sakis, as to distinguish from the Asta Sakis or whether, and they're called Priya Narma is something else, I mean, or Parma Prashtha. There's Parma Prashtha, but these are Sakis like the Manjris. He calls them Seva Para Sakis. Seva Para. Seva Para means these are friends which are dedicated to Seva. Then he calls them Priya Narma Sakis, most dear, pleasing companions. Sometimes he calls them Dasika, which means maidservants. Or he calls them Parma Pranayi, Parma Pranayi Sakis, most loving friends. So these are all terms to refer to the Manjris. Very nice terms. Parma Pranayi, Priya Narma, Narma, Kinkari, then Manjri, Nityasaki, Pransaki, Palyadasi. The definition in Alankar Kaustubha, this Kavi Karnapur, he explains, the Manjri is a girlfriend of Radha who causes no feelings of inhibition or embarrassment to manifest in Radhika, even if Radhika is lying in her kunj without any clothing on, alone with Krishna. So this is quite an achievement that generally one would feel rather shy in such an intimate engagement, lover and beloved, such confidential intimacy. Anyone to come in there, even a younger sister, or what to speak of, an equally aged sister, they would be very embarrassed. But the Manjris, bhav, they're so much submissive and identifying as Radharani's servants. She doesn't feel any fear or hesitation or any shyness in front of the Manjris. It's often said the Manjris are like the shadows of Radharani. They just, no one argues with their shadow. You're not embarrassed with your shadow. You don't criticize your shadow. You don't feel like being inhibited by your shadow. So the Manjris are like that. The Manjris like Rupa Manjri, Rati, Lavanga, Kasturi, they always stay with Radharani like her shadow. This is the term the Acharyas use. In fact, I saw that same description describing Guru Shishya, that the disciple should follow the Guru like his shadow. I guess it was in this, was the Hari Bhakti Vilas who was describing the Purush Charan Brat, which is quite difficult. But at the end of that, it said, actually, one can get the fruit of all Purush Charan Bratas by being fully surrendered and dedicated to the service of a spiritual master. Fully surrendered to and dedicated to the service of a spiritual master, one can get the fruit of all kinds of Purush Charan Bratas. The fruit of Purush Charan Brata is to have darshan of Krishna. If your Ishtadeva is Krishna and you're chanting Ishta Mantra, you have darshan of the Mantra Devata. If you're chanting Saraswati Mantra and performing Purush Charan, you'll obtain darshan of Saraswati. And then she'll say, what do you want? You'll say, make me smart. Make me a vidvan. And there are many sadhus in Vrindavan who have done these, and they became big, big jagat gurus because of the blessings of Saraswati. Or they do Hanuman mantra. They have darshan of Bhakta Hanuman. And Hanumanji, he says, what do you want? He says, I want mystic powers. Tantra. Tatastu, Bhavatu. So our mantra, we chant Krishna's mantras. And as Madhurya Kandamani explains in such a beautiful and attractive way, at the level of prema, one has various interactions with the Lord, hears His voice, feels His hands, tastes, depends on the rati. If you're in Madhurya Rati, then you'll taste His lips, you'll smell the fragrance of His body and faint, and see His form and faint. It's in Hindi and also English and Sanskrit, Bengali. Madhurya Kadambini. The experiences of a premi bhakta when he has sakshatkar, darshan of Krishna. It's amazing. And Krishna holds the hand, Krishna whispers in your ear, "It's all right, it's me. You come out, wake up." It's something, this is the prayojana, param, topmost goal. It's very nice background music for the discussion. Radharani is adjusting everything. Or rather, Krishna is calling Radharani to Radhakund, I guess. So the sakis like Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari, Kasturi, Manjulali, they follow Radharani like her shadow, and they're called Narma. There's so many microphones here. They're called Narma Sakis because the Narma means joking, or kotuki. So not only do they follow Radharani, but they're always talking about Krishna's playful pranks and pastimes. And Ujjala Nilamani, Sri Rupa Goswami Pad, he defines a mantri as a girlfriend of Radharani who are always cultivating and nurturing the feeling, we are Radhas. We are Radhas. We are Radhas. Sounds like a cheer in a football game or a cricket game. Go, go, big boy, or whatever, you know. We are Radhas. Of course, that's English. The Sanskrit's much more attractive, but we are Radhas. We belong to Radha. The Manjari always feels more affection for Radha and Krishna. Actually, if you study Brijvasis as a genre or as a group, and you understand their psyche or their outlook, you'll see that their angle of vision everywhere when they're looking at Radha and Krishna, they're always looking at Krishna from the viewpoint of Radharani's superiority. If you know them, if you know any Brijvasis, when they talk about Krishna, they always talk that Radharani is great, Krishna is under Radharani. Oh, yes, Radharani, yeah, Krishna. So automatically by birth, the Brijvasis are already in Manjari Bhav. Because they have Radhasneha Adhika. They have external additional affection and love for Radhika. So they always see everything that when they see a painting, they want to see what kind of paintings. Like there's so many thousands and thousands of paintings to see of Radha and Krishna Yuga. So what kind of paintings are in the library of a Raghunugiya Sadaka? What kind of paintings does he have? He has paintings of Radha, of Krishna brushing Radharani's hair, Krishna massaging Radharani's feet. He doesn't have pictures of Krishna standing there playing the flute, and Radhika's kneeling at his feet, sprinkling flowers. Have you seen these pictures? There's so many pictures like this. Krishna's standing there under a kadamba tree, and she's kneeling and offering flowers. That's also nice. But generally, we'll see pictures of Radharani's on the swing and Krishna's pushing her. You understand? The angle is that Krishna is a servant of Radharani. We're all made servants of Radharani. This is the idea. Of course, the Mandris are serving Radha Krishna Yugal. But if you see, and if you talk to the Brijvasis, whenever they talk, they're always talking about the superiority of Radharani. It's not offensive. It's just the way they see it, because they're born in Radha's land. They're worshipping Radha and Krishna together with their angle of vision. Now, if you talk to someone else, like maybe Neem Barkis, or maybe, which I don't know very so many, but other people that are worshipping Krishna, Krishna is the great, and always have pictures of Krishna. But the Manjris and the Brijvasis, Radharani is, for example, they had a big, big, whenever they have an elaborate puja and everything, they do puja to Radhakund, not to Shyamakund. They offer thousands and thousands of, 56 tons of food they offer to Radhakund and one banana to Shyamakund. 56 tons, I don't know how many kilos, that's like, I don't know, so many, 56 times 2,000, it's like thousands and thousands of kilos. Last January, it was this year in fact. And I said, what about Shyamakund? He said, he'll get her remnants, you know. He can come here and eat, why, you know. He can also come. So that's one example, and there's hundreds like this. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. But ultimately, so this is how the Manjris feel, that we belong to Radha, and they always feel more affection for Radha than Krishna. Haribol, we still have power? Yeah. So now it's time for a Chaitanya Charitamrita class.